Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Sukarask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team.
Don't win. What's up, guys?
How could a team play this bad when the Bruins are ready to roll over?
What was it that they did maybe that potentially gave you problems?
Not a whole lot.
The only reason they're in the game is McElhenney. Here's the guy, right?
Thank you.
We've earned the right to be where we are and to go to the Stanley Cup final.
I'm tired of all this winning.
They're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their head.
Suck on it.
Right now.
Go to the sandbox.
No, not that I want you to
play without me.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, before we get back into the Bruins and the Celtics, we can give you a little bit more on this Tyreek Evans story. Chris Mannix has got a little bit more information. 2-year suspension, as we told you, from the NBA and the NBA years. Players Association anti-drug program. Not performance-enhancing drugs. This is recreational drugs.
Weed. You know what this is?
Is it more serious than weed?
Transporting it across state lines. It's got to be something so significant that they got to get away from it.
Moving it to Illinois.
Honestly, so you're telling me guys in the NBA, NBA players, because they've relaxed the rules with marijuana for the NBA players.
And NBA players, I think, on the whole, Christian, I don't know what it's like in football. Yes, and have for a long time. I think there are a lot of NBA players who've been smoking. I'm talking about going back to the 80s.
No, I think it's totally different in the NFL. I think they still do it now. But back in my day, it was
this people it's got to really be something more. This can't be this guy failed the drug test. They found marijuana in his system.
They found a poppy
that
field in his backyard.
I mean,
that's
right?
Mannix is saying it's recreational drugs.
So I'm just saying,
could be what?
And you got weed coke? In your system and you get suspended for 2 years?
Okay, well, coke would be recreational.
Yeah.
It's a little hardcore.
Right.
Meth.
Right.
Pot.
I did smell marijuana, but I have no idea where it came from.
Some sort of like upper.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of options. But still, to the point... I mean, no police record.
Years.
Didn't get pulled over. Didn't get caught with a bunch of prescription drugs.
We're trying to find other stuff. We can't find anything.
There's more to this story. This is like okay.
2 years.
It's Friday. What time was it? Oh, they released this around 4:00.
They just released it.
Okay, how about that? Well, let's do it on a Friday afternoon. No, there's a lot more to that.
He's a good player too, guys. You know, and he averaged over 15 points a game against the Celtics in that sweep.
And was this his first offense? I mean, that's the other thing. Was this like, all right, we're going to give you one more chance?
I don't know.
But to get him kicked out of the league?
So I'm not sure if they keep it private. So maybe they keep the first offense quiet. Maybe even the second offense quiet. Maybe there's a process, an appeal process. Maybe there's a process where, we put you on double secret probation if you do it. But we're not going to announce it to the public because we can't find any other suspension for him. Right?
2 years.
Two years. Right out of the gate.
I think it's ridiculous.
So that's like the Josh Gordon's. Josh Gordon, did he even get 2 years?
No, he got one.
He got one, right? Yeah. But I mean, if you add them all up, he's probably got about five.
He's been in the league since 2013.
I mean, seriously, you add up all the months that he's been there.
He's going to be back with the team this year. We keep on forgetting about him when we talk about the depth chart. He'll be back at some point.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will.
He will.
No. No, he won't.
What are you talking about?
He's your typical, I got it this time guy.
There's no question about that.
Hey, coach, this time I got it. And sure enough, he won't. And then I don't care what you set up for him and try to help him and regulate him. If you follow him around, here comes the bye week.
Yeah, but I'm not saying.
Hey, I dropped the pass. Hey, that slant route that I ran like 100 times. This, I dropped two of them. Let me make myself feel better.
I'm not saying he's going to finish the year, but you do not think he will be back at some point this year that the league
what
will
has to happen again? Remind
back?
Me. What has to happen? Because I feel like
the league has to allow him back.
So there's special circumstances. We're gonna monitor what you did in the offseason. We're going to test you. You've been clean.
If he's clean, he comes back. Yes, he comes back.
Now, will he come back for the whole season? I'm as skeptical as I was the first time around.
The best thing for
I think Lou thought he was going to hang around a lot longer than most people.
I wanted a 5-year deal, 100 million guaranteed.
I remember that. Yes.
If he does come back.
That was pretty stupid.
if he does come back, it's all about timing with him. Like week 13.
Yeah, bye week 10.
That'd be good. Week 13 would be good. He still knows the plays, right?
Week 13. Well, because you know, I think his shelf life is about 8 games.
About 8 games.
So you want to get him through, get him caught up with the regular season.
You win the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl party, he goes off the edge.
No, you know
right?
what it is? It's yeah, like yeah.
At the celebration party, someone says, hey, come on, nobody's looking.
It would say he's the Patriots version of Dustin Pedroia.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying, hey, he just does his own thing, tries to stay clean, tries to get back playing football, and if he does at week 10, week 11, maybe there's an injury. Maybe two or three guys go down. Maybe you need Josh Gordon.
Not that I wanted to get into Dustin Pedroia again, even though because we kind of flirted with it yesterday.
I'm amazed,
But
though.
Did you see the, I think you or Tyler sent these out through his...
The poll.
The poll, and then he said, hey, look at the poll results in the comments.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The comments...
I told you.
...were... What?
They can't stand the guy.
I don't get it. Honestly.
Go away.
Go away.
You're a jerk.
You're a terrible father.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they should dismiss and disqualify you from the league. I mean, the guy really didn't do anything wrong.
We never heard comments.
Yet he's the problem.
Yeah. Christian, we never heard comments like that.
Don't even bother coming back and playing.
You know what's good for you, you'll never come in this neighborhood again.
We never heard comments like that about Josh Gordon, who let this team down in the most important time of the season.
This doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, hold on. Oh, he's got a problem.
People are
okay,
understand.
He's got a disease.
Oh, yeah,
he's got a problem.
People can relate to somebody being dependent
on
pot.
Well, number one, it was you had the mental health crowd. And
strong crowd.
Marijuana sympathy.
Yeah.
It's just weed. Sitting at home.
Everybody does weed.
Sitting at home smoking. He's like, am I going to judge Josh Gordon?
The substances are wafting.
Right?
Like, that's it.
I mean, really?
He's like, how can I judge him?
I'm going to judge this guy. Whatever.
You know what? I just put CBD oil all over my body. I feel so relaxed. You're so good.
Right. The NFL getting caught with weed is the dumbest thing in the world. They give you the date in which they're testing. They give you
Did you
date.
Hear? So,
Calvin
Johnson.
Phones now. You can give yourself a little reminder a few days before. Hey, put the weed down.
Calvin Johnson came out. I like it when the older players, established players, Hall of Fame type guys come out and say, listen, enough with the whole banning the weed thing. Just make it legal. Guys do worse things to their bodies with alcohol and pills. You know, painkillers.
But you know, Gordon was not just. It was not just weed. We know that it was not just.
Well, but I mean, if you go back to his childhood, it was like that. What was that grape juice that they would mix up with cough syrup and all that other stuff?
What is that?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Ryan, you know about this, right?
It's like codeine.
Codeine. He's the resident.
Hey,
all my drug questions. I go to Ryan.
Ryan, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I was even listening. You said cough syrup. I went, oh, what? I'm listening now.
So it's like the strong prescription. Correct me if I'm wrong. All right. The strong prescription cough syrup that has codeine in it, right? They would mix that with like grape juice.
Yes.
And put it in a chalice.
Yes. Tastes delicious.
Ooh, chalice.
So I've been told.
Yeah. He would call it that grape. That
friends
grape
tell
drink
me.
Or something like that. Speaking we should try that.
Mm-hmm. So Tyreek Evans, if you missed it, we'll see if we can get more on it, but he's been disqualified, dismissed from the NBA.
How about those words?
For 2 seasons. Dismissed and disqualified.
So...
No, how about just suspended for two?
Nope, dismissed
he's
and disqualified.
He's been dismissed and he's disqualified
beheaded.
From the NBA.
Beheaded
right?
in Market Square.
I just thought the words
what does that
they used.
So you've been disqualified.
It's not good.
I mean, so I get it if you're just, if you, you know, you're in a track race or something like that and you get disqualified because you jump the start gun like 2 times, right, or whatever. They disqualify
you. Well, let me ask you.
It doesn't mean you can't race in the next one.
No. Maybe disqualified means if you, let's think about it. Because if you are Josh Gordon suspended, right, by the league. So if the Patriots actually re-signed him while he's suspended, correct?
Yep.
Maybe disqualified is you're a free agent. You are disqualified. Like, nobody can even, maybe is that just their terminology saying you can't sign the guy? I don't know if you would. The guy's got 2 years left. But it's one of those things, like, okay, once he's done with the suspension, I'm going to make sure nobody owns your rights, so you can't just sign. Why else would you say he's disqualified from the league?
Oh, he's a free agent now. So he was on a 1-year deal.
Right, but I'm just saying, Josh Gordon was a free agent.
So
if he was disqualified, the Patriots wouldn't have been able to keep that little cap thing on him.
Well, yeah, and they were able to. So they hold on to him right now. Right.
So that's maybe what their terminology is.
So is Ryan Griffin. He's a free agent too, right?
He might be disqualified.
Or is he dismissed?
Oh, the guy that punched the window?
Yeah, and it was funny because...
Just punched a window. What's the deal?
Hey, I saw somebody...
Hold on. The worst part was, apparently the timing was bad for the Texans. He punched the window shortly after they drafted in the third round a tight end from San Diego State.
I'd be pissed,
too. That's why he punched the window.
Right. If I was drunk and that happened to me, I'd be pissed, too. But... Somebody tweeted this out, and all right, so Ryan Griffin punches a window.
Yeah.
Michael Floyd gets pulled over, DUI, drunk as a skunk.
Could have killed somebody on the road.
And himself.
Okay, without looking at the signs, tell me where you are.
In this court, Tommy.
Not even close.
Not even close.
This isn't like a problem child, right? This isn't this guy. It's not like if the Patriots signed Ryan Griffin. You kind of like that. Hey, man, I like your spirit. Like, you're a fighter, man. You just gotta, you gotta hit things that, that aren't sharp and it'll ruin your career. I don't know where the ceiling is now for stupid things athletes do, but I feel like it's been raised. Like the roof has been raised.
Wait, but you That's consider punching a window stupid?
Yes,
it used to be.
Yeah. No, I think it's stupid.
Your
but
hand.
Yeah, it used to be. Like you said,
destroy your
is
hand.
That something you stay away from what a player
is,
for?
What is now?
Oh,
what
you would want you, me to go get him?
What is taboo now? I mean, domestic violence, obviously. Okay,
yes.
Hitting women, hitting your kids. Even that isn't.
We really. Don't know.
Okay, Patrick Peterson.
We're gonna find out.
Dogs, murdering dogs.
No, you can't do that.
Hanging them, killing them. That's you go. It's like you
can come
prison,
back after a couple of years if you're
back.
A good quarterback.
So really,
you can do
there
that.
Isn't a ceiling.
No, it's wide open.
You can never be dismissed.
Or disqualified.
Disqualified.
And dismissed. Oh,
That's right. Marcus Smart did punch that picture frame. Wink, wink.
Yeah, that was last year.
That was a little strange, too.
I always thought that was weird when guys would do that. It's like, I mean.
Well, he was pissed off they lost to the Lakers whatever that night.
Yeah,
and that's what they were using as the excuse.
Problem is, Christian.
He was pissed about the
when
loss
to the Lakers.
When
it comes to Marcus Smart, you don't live that life.
That's true. So I don't really know what pain feels like because I haven't been through it. Yeah. It's like a kicker being pissed off at something and kicking a stump.
He's not about that life.
Well, I'll show them. Breaks his foot.
Well, if you're drunk, you're not feeling
maybe
it.
Maybe that's what something everybody has in common. Right?
So my guess is that Tyreek Evans probably has failed these tests before. And they probably give you a secret probation, then double secret probation, and then they finally throw your ass out for 2 years.
Don't you feel like the NBA is probably the most lenient?
Because you can't do this. This can't be the first time around.
No, and if you're getting dismissed and disqualified from the NBA.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Yeah.
12 times, son. 12 times you failed the freaking test.
What did you find in his trunk? Oh, God, really? Where was he? Oh, New Mexico. Crap. And where... Oh,
even worse, Mexico.
Oh.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's here in Rhode Island here on EEI. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Kevin.
With the Tyreek Evans allegation, I was listening to Matt Barnes' interview on part of my take this morning.
Right.
He was going through the process for, failing marijuana drug tests.
Yep.
And he said, like you guys said, the first one, they just, keep it pretty quiet.
Right.
The second one, or a second failed drug test, you get a 90-day, not probation, but you need to go to meetings and stuff like that.
And then the third one is the death, right? It's 2 years.
But I assume it wouldn't be anything close to 2 years.
Yeah. Good. That makes sense. And it has to be something like that because we couldn't find anything in his his history here.
Christian, what's wrong about 2 years?
I'm up. Sorry.
You know what's pissing everybody off right now in the country, and everybody's doing it here in Boston because we're just complete a-holes here. Boston Sports Info does it. Boston teams have made the finals 18 of the last 70 single seasons in the four major sports, which is 25.7%.
I'm tired of all this winning!
Since the Patriots won the 2001 Super Bowl. Think about that. Overall record in those 17 teams is 756 wins, 386 losses, 26 ties, a winning percentage of just under 66%.
A pox on your Red Sox house.
And everybody is just bitching about it because you've got three teams, could have been four, but you've got three of your teams playing in the finals.
I feel like nationally the Bruins are sneaking up on everybody. You know, it's like the cup might not be for another 10 days or so. So nationally, you know, you're not seeing it yet. If it was the Celtics, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, it would be.
I think the NBA and the way it is in America, well, right? The popularity.
With ESPN.
So. They'd be doing, I can't take it anymore. Max Kellerman. You think Max and Stephen A are going to do a segment how he can't take the Bruins in the cup?
No.
But if they're in the NBA finals, they'd be talking about it a lot.
No, the Bruins were hidden last night. They had Barry Melrose on for about two and a half minutes.
Say hi to them late at night. Yeah, those guys aren't going to sit there and talk about Boston again, the Bruins. They might mention it, but if it was the Celtics,
basketball crazy. It would come up.
But it is.
Boston,
it's ridiculous.
Celtics.
25 times. I mean, 25%.
12 days. We're going to sit around. If they go the distance in the West, we're going to sit around for 12 freaking days.
I mean, you're not talking about like four teams. Okay, I get it. But if you ever had just three seasons, correct? Because the NHL and the NBA is the same season, right?
1936.
1936?
Is the last time we had three winners of sports teams.
Ooh, can you name the city?
Yes, I can.
I know you can. Can you name the city?
No, so you're talking about baseball, like spring and summer, fall, football, and then one of the winter sports.
I will give you a hint on
Chicago.
This one.
Come on, see if you can find
it. I will give you a hint. It is the only city in America in which you can walk south, and land in Canada.
And land.
Oh, see, that's a good hint. It's tricky.
Canada.
But it's a good hint.
Walk south.
I got it.
I don't even know.
I got it. Okay, I know.
Green Bay Packers.
I know. No. Yeah,
it's in the vicinity.
Yes, it is in the vicinity.
It would be Detroit.
Yes.
Believe it or not, one time Detroit, you have to go back to 36. They were good. Wow. You had the Lions win. You had the Red Wings win.
And
you had the Tigers win. Yes.
It is amazing.
And then there's one other year that it's only happened three times. This would be the third time.
Yeah, I would say, how many times has it happened? Two teams in Boston.
You know one of those teams.
Yankees.
Right? And it was the Rangers and the Giants.
Oh, so that's three
teams. I would have said New York.
What about just two teams?
That
I don't know. I feel like
I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, I'm just thinking about the Patriots and...
Look it up.
Oh, I was like, no. 2003, the Red Sox won in 2003 and 2004. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And the Patriots won it in 03.
Well, they won it in 04. Yeah, and they won it in 03 to 04. So they won it in the winter. The Red Sox won it in October.
Bruins losing? Is that what you're doing here? You're just setting us up?
No, it's because it was, and I always love it when you hear, I think someone had it where, it's been 99 days maybe since the parade, or 97 since the parade, and then it was 99 before that. Since the parade,
it's gluttonous. It really is.
Hold on.
So it's basically about 100 days in between parades.
Somebody asked me about the parades yesterday.
This one may be 120.
We were talking about this. I was like, wow, Jesus Christ, it's going to cost the city a fortune. Like this, how much tax dollars are paid for the duck boats and the police and the security? So do the teams ever chip in? Do you know anything about that? Do the teams... Does it? Because I see Marty Walsh tweeting like crazy. They're going to the finals. They're going to get the cup, which means you're going to have a parade if you win. But does the city pay for that entirely?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you would know that.
I don't know. I already gave you Detroit.
Oh my God,
I thought they did.
That was kind of cool though.
I would think the city does.
The show.
I'm not responsible for all this stuff.
I would think the city does, but in this circumstance, it might be like.
Can you imagine? That's what they need to do. Boston Sports Info, I know you're listening.
How much money
has been spent by having all these parades and all these championships and all these Super Bowls and World Series? How much money has been spent celebrating the event?
It's worth it.
You think it's short money?
I don't think it's necessarily short money. With security and everything else, no. I think there's money involved in it. But what do you want to give it back? What are we doing here?
I'm just curious.
What are you talking about? You want to cancel the Bruins and say, sorry, you can't do the duck boats?
I think we should do something like a barbecue.
I think it'd be hysterical if the word got out. The city of Boston... Because there's so many parades, and it's just other cities are like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
Why don't we sell all those plastic bags we took away from the grocery stores?
It's costing us too much.
Every three months,
there's a parade.
Please.
It's killing the city's budget.
Somebody's going to come up with that.
Let me guess.
The Boston Globe. Somebody will come up with that.
It's got to be suspended. We're going to talk millions of dollars,
right? It's stupid.
Because you got overtime for the police. You got the barricades.
Oh, yeah,
there's a freaking mess that they leave behind.
No, you're right. They have to clean up crew. All of it's true.
Well, get ready because we're about, maybe. I would say, what are we, maybe 20 days? 23 days away from another
one. Let me tell you something. If the Celtics... If the Celtics had won this year, they wouldn't have had a problem because the green teamers would have gone out there the next day and cleaned up all the crap all over the streets.
They're so polite.
They're polite. Yeah.
They would have cleaned them up. Donated their money, too.
I told y'all.
We'll just give a few bucks.
So
we'll
just get ready for it. It won't be love from the rest of the country. You started to hear a little bit of it last night. You're going to hear more of it. People are just going to, because it is gluttonous. Let's face it. If any other city.
Once you know who it is. And then we know. Then they're going to start promoting Stanley Cup. It's good. It's Boston, San Jose, Boston, and St. Louis. That's when you're going to start seeing it. That 4 or 5 day period before the Cup starts. Because right now it's like the Bruins are in. They're over here. You know what I mean? But once the word gets out more, because I guarantee there's still people like down south who don't even know what's going on.
It would have been really special.
How about this one?
Alabama's
busy right now.
Yeah, well, they got their own issues. If it was because the Patriots beat the Rams, Red Sox beat the Dodgers.
Ooh, California.
It would have been great if the Kings would have been just a trifecta of
it would have been Celtics and Warriors.
Forget about Lakers. You want to beat the Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers.
You want to dominate the city of Los Angeles.
If San Jose gets in, you could have had Boston against all California teams.
Yeah.
Because the Warriors are going, right?
When they beat them.
You really believe the Lakers? What are you talking about?
I just said it would have been cool if every L.A. team got their ass beat by Boston.
How about California?
I'm committed to Boston, obviously. They
hate Northern California. It's like a separate state.
It's a different state. It doesn't count.
That's what I mean. So you don't even look
like
at it.
Like Brady keeps saying he's from California. No, he isn't.
I think he should just drift off into the Pacific. The whole California.
Happen.
Good. Good.
Fires,
good.
Floods,
good.
Earthquakes.
Good. Wait till they see what the taxes are for that one.
Oh, they've raised them too.
Here's the other one. Get ready for this one.
From California.
This is a headline. The Boston Bruins and Brad Marchand are bringing the NHL back to the dark ages. The star player should be disciplined for his rough behavior, but the league hasn't been willing to make the tough calls needed to clean up the sport. This is David Alter writing this. This is a hit piece. Although the Bruins have undeniably talented roster of veterans and young standouts, there's a dark side to their march to the finals. Brad Marchand, his violent and immature antics on the ice, and the free pass that they've given from hockey officialdom taint. Taint the Bruins' victory. Oh, it's a tainted victory. More importantly, they tarnish the NHL's effort to stand alongside basketball, football, and baseball as the preeminent sports in the American pantheon, ones that elevate skill over goonery. So already they're starting to write, the Goon Bruins are going to be representing the Eastern Conference with the chief goon of them all, Brad Marchand.
I mean, there wasn't even any fights.
I can't go that far.
What are we talking about?
I think that he is, I don't like it. I don't sit there and say, well, yeah, he's a Bruin, everything's okay. But that's going a little bit too far. Really, the goonery. I mean, do we want to go back 5, 10 years, 15 years? Is that what we are right now?
Yeah.
That what he does is such goonery?
Yeah, he's talking about
the
skill.
You don't see so much of it anymore in the game. But please, that's getting a little bit too soft.
Yeah,
I don't like some of the stuff he does, and sorry if I voice my opinion on it, but that's a little bit too far.
Adjustments included making officials policed every violation by the book. Skill became the focal point once again as concerns over concussions grew.
Like going the game up.
And then Brad Marchand showed up. He's exploited this, knowing he can get away with things that would be called instantly during regular matches. And even though the star player's slightly less egregious actions during the regular season are often ruled out of bounds, he has licked opponents during fights. He has cross-checked players at their heads. The discipline or lack thereof is minor enough not to change his behavior. So he's chastising the NHL. And he's basically saying the Goon Bruins are showing up in your little Stanley Cup final thing you do.
See, here's the thing.
Cup you pass
here's
around.
The problem with that.
And then and the king of them all is Brad Marchand, the dirty little bastard.
If I walked over to you right now and just gave you one big lick right from the chin all the way up.
So
here's a problem, though. So someone's going to read this story and actually think that this is the way this team is.
Oh, this will be like rabbits. This will be reproducing all over the country.
Because now you're going to have social your Fairweather fans. Oh, yeah. You're going to have this. It'll hit the West Coast. Yeah. And then people will be like, wow, this team is, oh, this is crazy. They allow this to
happen. Christian, let me ask you if you've heard from this firm before, okay? Because I'm going to give you the journalistic.
This is another riddle?
NBC Sports.
Oh, I
well known. This is NBC Sports. This is going to be taken seriously.
So they want to draw. They're doing it on purpose. Seriously. They want to draw attention. They say, listen, we got ourselves a really a crazy bunch here that are fighting everybody. You need to tune in.
This is one of those, like, if San Jose wins, someone out there is going to say, what you need to know about the Bruins.
Yeah.
You know the article?
Dirty
get ready, because you're going to hate Brad Marchand. Yeah. Right? That's what it's going to be.
He licks people.
And then they'll have the whole resume of what he's done so far in the postseason, maybe a little video link to it, and that's going to be the subject matter. Whoever they play, get ready. You're going to love hating this guy.
Those San Jose guys, they may be big, those Sharks, but look at those beautiful beards. You know, they go all the way down to their chest. That's
this perfect. And this was, I guess, it could have been worse. It could have been Carolina and San Jose, or... But I mean, if it is San Jose, this has got to be like you go into San Jose. As far as markets are concerned, what do you think they line up? What do you think? What place are they in?
It's not ideal.
I mean, San
Jose.
I
think it's bigger than you're saying.
No, it isn't. I know it's small.
Give it to me. So you throw information out there.
First of all, I asked you a question, but I know it's. Have you ever been to San Jose? Have you ever driven through San Jose?
Yes,
I've been to San Jose.
Okay, so no, it isn't. It's like Cowtown. It's 10 miles inland is like it's like where Logan Mankins grew up.
What market is it?
So according to
it's
the
number
top
eight.
100,
it's number eight market.
It is
in the
number
country.
Eight
because they include
what?
They include San Francisco.
See, that's bullcrap.
That's not bullcrap.
No, that just
what are you talking about?
Christian's
no.
right.
Oh, it doesn't work.
That is ridiculous.
Work.
That is such a fraud.
I'm reading it right now. San Francisco. Oh, in San Jose.
Look one more down. Look at because I'm looking at number nine, Boston, and then in parentheses, Manchester.
Yeah.
So San Jose is basically Manchester.
It's not the same thing. You can't include it.
You do know that. It's the same TV market.
You know that's not the case.
That is the case. I'm reading it right here.
Don't count it.
Well, no, it doesn't
matter. It doesn't work for your argument.
If you live in San Fran, you're a Shark fan.
No, if you live in San Fran, you're probably a real transient type person. You didn't grow up in San Francisco. You probably came from Boston,
you're
Chicago,
a fan in San
Tampa,
Francisco, maybe you're for
and
the
you
Sharks.
Live in San Francisco. You're a hedge fund guy. You're like you're rolling down Lombard Street. You're going down to the water. You're going to Alcatraz. What you doing?
Going to Alcatraz.
All the tourist spots.
The tourist spots. People in San Francisco aren't from San Francisco. People from Boston are from Boston. They stay here. People in L.A. are not from L.A. Very transient city, so you try to make it. New York, same way.
Yeah, but it is the same television market.
So
San Jose's in the same market with San Francisco and Oakland. By the way, do you remember Oakland had an NHL team years ago? What they call the Golden Seals, I believe.
They had the white skates.
And they had white skates.
Didn't make a lot of sense.
Men skating around on a hockey team with white skates. It was a little strange at the time. I do remember it. Charlie Finley owned that team, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, same guy that owned the Oakland A's. But you don't think there are some old Golden Seal fans that are now big Shark fans?
No, I don't.
It's a bigger market than you think.
How far away is Manchester from here?
How many miles? Manchester's
about 45
miles.
No,
50 miles, right?
Yeah,
probably
something. An hour and a half drive, maybe.
I don't count it. San Jose is
it's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Sure,
it's
is.
It's totally different. You don't get it. You
I've
wouldn't
been
understand.
To San Francisco and gone to San Jose.
It's
driven to San Jose.
You don't. I don't know. You don't understand the West Coast mentality.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You're the only person that's ever been in California.
You don't get it.
Nobody else has.
You don't.
Louis, have you ever been to California?
Never been there.
Really? You're the only one.
Played in San Diego for like a hot minute. What? That's not even California either.
That is California.
No, not really.
Unbelievable. So territorial when it comes to.
So are you,
Cali? You sit there and go like you know everything.
Only my Valley area.
Oh please, San Jose, ace market. The country, along with San Francisco and Oakland.
Look at that.
617-779-7937. You're getting married. You know somebody that's getting married. We got an unbelievable prize package where you're going to set up suits or tux for your entire wedding party. And we're going to set up a little bachelor party for you over at a luxury suite at Fenway Park. Stand by. The code word to win is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
They got the better of us. A few of the guys on our team were banged up. Now, that's not an excuse at all. They played really well, and they played really good baseball. They're well coached. They got a ton of good players. But after watching the Patriots win, the Red Sox beating us last year, there's no other city that I would like to beat more this year than Boston. All the tweets. We just did a reading of mean tweets for my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They're all from Boston fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal.
Alex Bregman,
mean tweets.
Houston Astros, they're in town for three games this weekend, and they hate the Boston teams, and they hate your Red Sox. Ooh, there'll be extra motivation for them to beat the Red Sox this weekend.
They should.
Because the Bruins are getting too much attention.
Yeah, now they get the Bruins in
there. There's hatred. By the way, you know nothing about California. I'm telling you, the texts are pouring in, tweets are pouring in. So here we go. You ready for this, people?
Here we go.
So let's go on population of cities out in California. Los Angeles would be number one at just under 4 million people. Do you know what number two would be? It would be San Diego at 1.4. You know what number three is?
San Francisco, San Jose.
Is San Jose? Nope. San Jose.
Still doesn't count.
1,035,000. You know what comes after that? San Francisco. So San Jose is the 10th largest city in the United States, population-wise. San Jose.
And?
Do you know what the alternative is?
And?
St. Louis. You know what number they are? 62.
Okay. And is
you know what Boston is?
Give a crap factor.
Boston, 21.
Okay, yeah, but
you're the one that brought this up.
Give a crap factor.
Oakland, 42.
On. Give a crap factor. San Jose is dead last.
You just don't like San Jose.
No, it just fine. So there's a lot of people that live there.
St. Louis seems more passionate about it.
You told us nobody lived there. It was like farmland.
When I say, okay,
10 minutes ago, it was like farmland. They were pigging.
Interest in the team and in the city. Zero compared to
in San Jose.
Yes.
Oh, I think they're into the team. Aren't they into the
Sharks?
Team?
Wow, big deal. No, when it comes to cities that are recognized as athletic
by who?
NFL hotbeds. Yes.
You. Okay.
San Jose is not one of them.
So it's all the Fourier factor.
San Jose is not one of them.
The Fourier factor.
Cities that may be smaller but have a bigger impact on the sports world. I'll give you St. Louis. San Jose. Stop it.
See, I'm with
Don't
you.
Don't make me get into
Stephen
A. Smith.
I know what the market tells you, but something like St. Louis fans are into their Blues. They're into their team, especially since they lost the Rams.
Really?
Now it's like they want to hold on to them tightly. They want to appreciate the Blues. They want to appreciate the Cardinals, right?
And
so I think it'd be more passionate if it was in St. Louis.
Give me a sports team that is has a significant history in San Jose.
Where are the 49ers play now?
They play in San Jose. Actually, they play in Santa Clara.
Yeah, but they play
in Santa Clara.
More towards San Jose than
they actually play in
San
Francisco,
right?
They play in Santa Clara.
Look at you. Listen to you just scrambling right now. No.
You're supposed to know California. If it were Massachusetts, Lou and I would know it inside now.
It's so small.
Right.
It's tiny.
Lowell, Lawrence, Haverhill.
It's
Peabody.
It's
small. We would know
it's
this
tiny.
Stuff.
It's tiny.
Oh, please. What do you mean tiny?
It's tiny.
Oh, stop it. Rhode Island's tiny. We're big.
How long does it take you, if you started at the top of the state of Massachusetts right. before you got
well,
down
more
to
where was that
Pawtucket?
Salisbury. We started in Salisbury.
Attleboro, Pawtucket line, whatever the hell you call it.
Right.
How long do you think that would take?
35
minutes.
We call it Rhode Island. Northern Rhode Island.
Whatever.
Right. No, we're smart. We'll just take the little ferry over.
Yes.
But it's quicker that way.
Stupid.
No.
In P-Town, tell you to drive all the way down to the elbow and bring it back up around again.
That part you would.
I think you're missing something with San Jose. They care about the Sharks out there.
Do you think the NHL wanted San Jose and Boston? What if it was San Jose and Carolina? Well, my point is
it may be
a big city.
They want Boston.
It may be
right
a big
now.
City.
Boston is the bigger TV market because it's not just Boston; it's all of New England. They do get Manchester.
No,
they get Providence.
Just wanted
for
Boston.
The casual fan.
And then they get Eastern Connecticut.
For the casual fan, they're going to say, "Oh, San Jose! Wait, San Jose's got a hockey team? I didn't even know they had a hockey team.
Sharks.
They play hockey.
Yeah, the
Sharks. Nobody cares.
Sharks." See, now, would you rather have San Jose or would you rather have St. Louis in this thing?
I wish San Jose and San Diego
played, I wish San Diego had a hockey team. That would really be great.
You're not helping. Lou, who would you rather see in this thing?
San Jose.
Me too.
I think there's more storylines.
The Joe Thornton factor is a good factor. You know
the factor, the only important factor?
What's that?
Who's got the worst goalie? Who's got the crappier goalie? That's all that matters.
Well, it's Bennington, right?
Bennington.
That's his name. Yeah, that guy.
That's the only thing that matters.
As good as he's been, you say that just because it's like, okay, well, can he really keep this up?
Yeah.
You know, and you're waiting for him to just sort of crap all over himself. So that's why you say that. Martin Jones has been pretty good.
Hold on, because you could sit there.
You could say the same thing about Tuukka Rask with 12 days off.
And you could sit there and you could play your best offensive game and everything. Every pass is right. Everybody's in the right spot. Everybody's trying hard. And the goalie just, hey, you're not having it today. You shall not pass. Like, it's that, it doesn't matter. So, just off of that, forget about star power. Whoever's got the best goalie, that's it. That's all you really care about. Key number one. All right, I got 48 keys to winning.
Well, I think in the NHL.
Play the team with the worst goalie.
Yes. Play the team with the worst goalie.
In the NHL playoffs, it's probably the most important. You start with that. But, you know, we were talking about this earlier. You can look at Tuukka, and you can look at him back in 2013. And he's in the exact same position he was in after you got to the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, they swept Pittsburgh. He was your Conn Smythe winner at that point. Leader in not in the clubhouse quite yet because he's got one more series. But he was your leader for MVP in that year's playoffs. And what happened? Had a bad game six. Gave up a couple of
20 seconds.
Easy ones against Chicago earlier in that series. And it was a different story. What if it happens again here? Because nobody looks back at 2013 because he was okay. He was good. He wasn't great in the Stanley Cup Finals. He was okay. Was
his
not
numbers
great. And people still look back at him and say, I don't trust Tuukka. So why do we suddenly trust Tuukka right now?
Well, the whole thing is like, so Tuukka's numbers right now are actually better than what Tim Thomas's were at this point last year. I mean, in 2011,
yes,
when he went nuts. And so you're saying, well, he's playing at a Tim Thomas level. His numbers in 2013 up to this point are identical as they are right now. So what he did in 2013 leading up to the Cup when they lost to Chicago, he was the same guy. You know, now you can make some arguments here about Carolina, high-powered offense. Columbus, I think there was skill. Toronto, definitely. That year they played Montreal, swept Philly, Tampa.
Yep.
Had a good offense.
Tampa was great.
So Vancouver, Thomas, Chicago, legit. These two teams maybe aren't going to be as powerful offensively. The point is that leading up to the Cup, Tim Tuukka Rask was just as good in 13 and got shredded for what he did in the Cup. Nothing
couldn't
has changed
win a big one
unless he finishes this thing off. And he was pretty good in the Stanley Cup. You just remember 17 seconds of Game 6.
Correct. And that's the problem right now. So we could sit here and we could talk about, and I've heard people say this, this is the best they've ever seen Tuukka play before. No, we have seen this before. Right. When he's on, he's a tremendous goaltender.
How about this? So 942 save percentage as of right now, which is off the charts. At this point in 2013, he had a 943 save percentage. Same dude. Same guy. So you can say he's better now. Sure, okay, you want to convince yourself. He was just as good back then. Right?
Yeah. So he's got to erase what happened in the Stanley Cup Finals from 2013. Yeah. And listen, he was not bad. Don't get us wrong. He was not bad. He was actually pretty good. He just wasn't good enough. And, if you're telling me that this is the best you've ever seen him play during these playoffs, just go back and look at the numbers and look at 2013. And we were talking about it after they had swept the Eastern Conference Finals. We were saying the exact same thing we're saying about him right now. There's your MVP in the Stanley Cup playoffs right there. And then in a six-game final, he pissed it away.
I would agree.
And that's the question. Can he do it? Can he do it here? Chris wants to talk about the San Jose Sharks. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Chris.
You got it.
So I am from Londonderry, New Hampshire, and I am a diehard New England Patriots fan and Boston fan. And I just find it hilarious that you gentlemen are talking about it, San Jose being disparate from, you know, San Francisco. It's the same thing. They're the same thing. It's like me being from New Hampshire and being a diehard Patriots fan. And so I actually work for the conglomerate gigantic Oracle software company that's based right outside of
San Jose, and I am absolutely rooting for San Jose to get in there because the amount of fans that are all from San Francisco that love the Sharks are out of control.
If you live in New Hampshire,
you don't really have any other choice.
Well, it's New England. So you root for the New England.
Manchester Monarchs?
Basing it all off the California guy.
Chris, we agree with you.
In San Francisco, if you're a hockey fan, you're rooting for the Sharks.
No, I say no.
Do
you think people?
It's unbelievable.
Do you think the majority of people from
Santa Clara,
are from born and raised? Or do you think they're transplants?
It's irrelevant.
It is relevant.
Yeah, but now they're
excited.
But now they don't.
Nobody stays
it's much
anywhere
different.
Anymore.
It's more. If you look at the amount
you're
of people that, that try to that go to L.A., people that are born and raised and stay in L.A., okay. Just like San Francisco,
whatever.
It's different. No, people in Boston and in Massachusetts, you grow up in Framingham. You go to Providence College.
Stop it. That's
you come
not,
back and you live in the
it's
South
not
Shore
as much as it used
and you
to be.
And you work in Brighton.
Oh my God.
And that's you don't ever leave.
You know what's embarrassing
and your parents
here, Luke?
Don't ever
you know what's
leave.
Embarrassing
and your
today's show?
And your kids.
You and
don't
I
ever
are from
leave.
Massachusetts and we have brought more to the table today of knowing about California
he
cities and franchises than this big guy over here. This guy from New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire. He knew more about San Jose and California than you did.
What did he know? He said he roots for the Sharks, he works for Oracle.
He talked about the fans in San Francisco root for him. The fans in Oakland root for him. That's what he's sitting there saying.
When in doubt, just go.
Yeah, just do that.
California knowledge. That's like, you're like a California guy.
You know better than you.
You don't know anything about California.
You know, you guys are doing this a little too much.
All you know is LA, right? And probably one little
when
pocket
you
of LA.
Do your own mock you, when you mock yourself,
yes.
When you mock me in your mockable voice,
yeah.
It's weird.
Why?
Because it just is. Like, you go ahead and do it right now.
I know what the hot seat is. So bad.
It's like when Jerry does it.
I do love when you mock yourself.
Jerry does it.
It's the worst.
Maggot.
It's good.
You maggot. You just maggot. 12 days, though. We're going to have to sit around. It would have been nice.
I'm all right waiting for
you know what would have been
think,
nice?
I think we all need a break.
You
anyway.
Know what would have been nice?
What would have been
in nice? The 12 days? If the basketball team were still alive and still playing.
Sure.
So the only good thing about the next 12 days with the basketball team is maybe we're going to learn a little bit more about the direction of where this team is going.
Yeah.
Because Danny Ainge is healthy now. The doctors found the problem. They've solved the problem. And going forward, he's in great shape. And he's ready to, you know, pounce right back into the franchise.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of sitting down with Kyrie. It's a matter of working it out with Anthony Davis. I love the whole idea of the Anthony Davis now that Gale Benson apparently...
So we had
doesn't
we have,
want to do business with
we
the Lakers.
We could have 12 days in between the cup.
12 days.
If we only had a team that was playing in the meantime.
Oh, that's right. We have a baseball team. I forgot about that. We did.
Oh.
And you want to know something? The schedule is actually attractive because we
I
keep
didn't realize
on,
they were playing still.
Woo, Red Sox. We keep on talking about how many sucky teams there are in Major League Baseball that already have you noticed that all the teams have taken their
we
spots.
Just had a team playing
at
right
the
now.
Top of each division. Have you noticed that the ones that you know are going to be there at the end, they've already taken their place, and like the real bad teams have already fallen down to the bottom.
Yeah.
But we get Houston in a 3-game series this week. Huh?
Big one. Yeah.
Houston, what is
payback.
It? Next weekend? Is it next weekend they
payback.
Go to Houston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we get who else do we get?
Rematch.
We get some Cleveland action. We get the Yankees here. This
Toronto,
is pretty good.
It's a good time to be a sports fan.
Four game
in the city
series
of Boston.
Against Toronto.
Oh, it just gets better.
Hey, you want to talk to a guy from San Jose
Houston.
Before we take a break? Let's talk to Steven. Steven's in
it's
San
really
Jose,
not,
California. I like to get somebody who
San
knows
Jose,
San Jose.
Northern California. It's
whatever.
Really not part of
Steven,
California.
Just talk. Ignore this dude.
Christian, you're wrong.
Okay,
you're
why?
I say that daily.
Mostly.
Jesus. You're mostly wrong. Actually, I think everyone's kind of wrong and everyone's kind of right.
So you fit right in.
That's usually the way it works.
Play the fence.
If you're in San Francisco, you're absolutely going for the Sharks. It's all the same area. San Jose and San Francisco are only about 30 minutes away from each other unless there's traffic.
Okay, now when does that ever happen?
Unless.
I mean, come on. I went from San Francisco to San Jose one time. It took me 4 hours.
A lot of spots.
1 a.m.
Yeah, unless the sun comes up, then you're fine.
1 a.m., there's no traffic.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. But you're wrong. You're only going for the Sharks if you're from the Bay Area, but not a lot of people are from the Bay Area. It's mostly Indians and Asians here right now. And they don't care about sports so much. They care about bad things.
Stop
stereotype.
It. Jeez, stop
okay.
it.
Stereotype an entire culture.
entire region.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
What about the Irish? What about the Italians?
Yeah. Where do they live?
Stop
what sports
it.
Do they like?
All right. We got last call for the last day of the week coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
And it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, the stretch may come.
Where's it gonna f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Lou is doing a baseball game, so he's drifting off here with Joe and with Sean McDonough tonight. There is an update on the Robert Kraft case, and this may be coming to an end. So here's the deal. We were wondering, will the prosecutors, will they just drop the case or will they appeal? They decided to appeal the case. But it's very interesting. So Palm Beach County State Attorney David Ehrenberg has acknowledged, according to T.J. Quinn, he's acknowledging now he has no case without the illegal video recordings that the four Florida judges have now found to be unconstitutional. Four judges have found them to be unconstitutional. No evidence means no trial. So the state had only two options. They could either drop the case or appeal. They chose to appeal, but they are not real confident. And I think Kraft's attorney, William Burke, is saying he's very confident that the appellate court will agree with Judge Hanser and the three other judges who threw out the illegally obtained evidence. So if the appellate court says it backs the four other judges, the case is over. See you later. And they'll drop the case. There will be no more.
This is, done. This is basically their Hail Mary.
Yep.
Just they're not going to get it. But it's kind of like, all right, let's just go through the motions. This is part of the process. But
it's
done. It's over. Done. Because they can't use anything else. They don't have anything else. So basically everybody that was involved in that sting operation is free.
Free at last.
All of them. Well, lucky for you.
Did you hear, by the way, that coincidentally, as the Bruins were winning game four and extending their season on until the Stanley Cup Finals, we had a bear loose in Arlington?
I love bears. Yeah, I'm loose.
Sure he is just hanging out in this tree. We'll show you a live look at him or her right now, seemingly completely oblivious to the excitement that bear. He or she has caused this morning. That bear has been up in that tree for about 45 minutes now, but it wasn't bear originally watch. Spotted here. It was actually spotted earlier today around 7 o'clock this morning elsewhere in Arlington, and that led to about 90 minutes of police trying to chase after this bear.
This Gilroy
again, the first
reporting?
Sighting was around 7 o'clock
Gilroy,
this morning. For about 90 minutes, the bear went from street to street, neighborhood to neighborhood. It was in driveways. It was hopping fences in people's backyards. And every time police would respond to the latest reported
Any
sighting,
alcohol.
The bear would have already moved on. So he or she was moving very quickly. Finally, after about an hour and a half of this, police and environmental police did catch up with the bear, but only because the bear decided to make itself at home up in this tree in a residential neighborhood here in Arlington.
I am just inundated with Christmas and with Santa Claus.
I'm telling you,
you know what I did one
like
time?
Him.
So I spent like down at this campsite down at the Cape Cod. 3 months, okay? And then sure enough, I said, hey, there's a bear loose because I actually went out and bought a bear costume.
Excuse me?
I bought a bear costume.
This is how hunting accidents happen.
I know. I bought a bear costume. And sure enough, like the day before we were leaving, there was a bear sighting down on the Cape. Like, you know, so anyways, it was on TV. I was like, look, the bear's on loose, so we got to be careful. There's bears out there. Sure enough, I put my costume on, hid in the woods.
He's right. He's right. You're lucky, like, Dick Cheney didn't take a gun out and
shoot
you.
The problem was the bear costume looked like Yogi Bear. It had, like, a bow tie. It had a bow tie. So it didn't really work.
See, the bear from this story actually wasn't wearing clothing, Christian.
they didn't buy it?
They didn't buy it.
So I guess it became a big deal here. Because Arlington, you don't think you'd see bears. In your neck of the woods, you probably see a few more.
What?
I used to have a place up in Maine, and we used to see them every once in a while. With the Cubs, you don't stay clear of them when they got the little ones around.
Mama bear.
But Arlington, a little bit different, but everybody tied it in with the Bruins.
How cute is that?
Very cute little thing. Talking about cute. The Legends League used to be called the Lingerie League.
No, they're legitimate now.
No, they're not legitimate.
Football League.
They don't wear panties.
The Legends Football League.
They don't wear their
underwear. Used to be called the Lingerie League, but I got to give this woman a sideline reporter. Her name is Heidi Golsneck. Is that her name?
Yep.
And she's interviewing her coach. Could you imagine somebody asking this question and then following it up at the end, doing a sideline report with, let's say, Bill Belichick?
Thanks, guys. I'm with Omaha Heart head coach and offensive coordinator Dante Allen. Coach, did you think it was a good idea to go hurry up offense with a rookie quarterback?
We've been practicing hurry up offense. We practice both. So we put it in the playbook. They know how to do it, but they're just not reading the keys right now. We're not getting the blocks. People aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's the stuff we got to correct before halftime's over.
Thank you, Coach. Apparently, Coach Dante Allen and his staff think that it was a good idea to throw their rookie quarterback to the Wolves and Tester. Back to you guys.
Wow.
She's got it. She's got it, you know?
He didn't
would never do that in an NFL broadcast.
I want to see Steve Burton do that. Yeah, so Danny Etling was getting his ass kicked right now. Why did he leave him in the game?
He had a lot to get going on. Do you remember the argument we had a couple of years ago when we were laughing? The Lingerie League was changing their name to the Legends League, and I was laughing about it. And you said to me, there's far more contact in the Lingerie League than there is in the NFL. That was might have been the dumbest take I've heard
since the draft lottery was rigged this week. Yeah. I would agree with you. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, and I was, Glenn, I'm not kidding. Listen,
they were wearing lingerie. They were wearing lingerie.
They had these lacrosse masks on, right?
I know.
With the full grill. No, really, no part of their body is covered, and it's not regulated. Blindside hits, de-cleating hits, taking their legs out, getting knocked out. I was amazed at how violent it was. Violent.
You said more than the NFL.
Well, listen,
we watched these hits where guys are concussed for like six months.
It wasn't with the same force, right, and speed. But for that league, what these women were doing to
like
each other—a
D cup getting up in your grill.
God. That is Robinson and Alfie Gore going at it near the goal line.
What a bitch!
I love it.
So the Lingerie League is now called the Legends League.
Yeah, we're serious now. We take ourselves serious. We put clothes on.
Please. All right, you have a great weekend.
Everybody out there, you too.
Have a great weekend. I'm going to join Lou here for the beginning of the pregame show. We're going to talk some baseball.
Oh, awesome.
Lou wasn't satisfied with the baseball conversation.
So he wants more.
For the day, so he wants some more. So I'm going to go over
and enjoy yourself.
Switch over there, go to that studio, and then we're going to get together. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday right after the baseball game. Red Sox are playing on Monday afternoon. We'll be on right after the game. We're out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.